It's music time in Africa.
Hello, Africa. Jamwali. Howdy, buddy. This is Heather Maxwell on the Voice of America, coming straight to you from Washington, D.C. It's music time in Africa. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Did you know that the month of April is Jazz Appreciation Month here in the U.S.? Well, it is, and today we're going to celebrate it with your jazz, African jazz, all kinds of it, plus a little more. As an American, I must admit that we can be territorial about jazz because, after all, we created it down in New Orleans, you know. But its source, its deepest roots, are African, so we should celebrate this month together. Right now, for one full hour, jazz is on with amazing tunes from artists of Benin, Cameroon, Mali, diaspora in Rwanda, Guinea, Malawi, Kenya, South Africa, Ethiopia, and Zimbabwe. Throughout the show, too, we get to hear three musicians, Asiki, Atanas from Gangbe Brass Band, and Jelly Musa Javate, tell us what jazz means to them. So, cool cats, can y'all dig? Let's take it to the top then. Here's Asiki from Cotonou, Benin, with Lisa, a song he composed to show a certain respected music figure that he comes in good faith.
Say, Lisa Yaga.
Hey, 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 hey.
Lisa.
Whoa, that tune was smoking. That was Lisa by Asiki representing Benin. Next up is not so jazzy as it is worldly. It's a remix of She Said, a song by British vocalist Plan B, and it was the 16th best-selling British single of 2010. Here is She Said Africa Mix.
Of America, Washington, D.C.
Manu Dibango? How can one even talk about African jazz without this legendary saxophonist with the voice? This tune, Descarga Around Sango, features Manu and Puerto Rican-American musician-composer Tito Puente, the king of Latin music. Dust off those salsa shoes, ladies and gentlemen.
Mulataku Otete na Africa, Africa na Cuba, Lodo Baba Odunga Mene Pete Muna Sanguasu Oma Masa Somona Muna Samona
That was Manu Dibango and Tito Puente with their own kind of jazz from the 2001 album Kamer Feeling. And for a totally different sound, let's move to Benin and listen to Gangbe Brass Band. But first, its spokesperson and founding member, Atanas, tells us which end is up with African jazz.
Our music is jazz because when we go back in history to the 14th and 15th century, with all the human trafficking of us Africans toward Europe, the West, Haiti and others, our ancestors left with our African music from Dahomey here. This music already contained jazz influences. That's why the blues came out in the voices, in the playing style, and in the way of interpreting music of Haiti, Brazil, and other countries where Dahomeyans went. Now, centuries later, back in Benin, we were also heavily influenced by the great masters like Louis Armstrong and Charlie Parker. We were in Cape Verde last week and we played just before this American singer. After our concert, she approached us and asked, "Are you playing jazz?" And we said, "Well, it's Beninois music. We like American jazz like Charlie Parker and Louis Armstrong, but we mostly play our own traditional instruments and voodoo rhythms too."
Here's Gangbe Brass Band's Glacie, a song that pays homage to all farmers, men and women, who work the earth in Africa and everywhere else. The world could not exist without you.
Alibe, Oclement, Cecile Donano Igreme, Bukokle Bodo, Adokuwe, Leto Te Makomajinu Kuwa, Vosso Azanton, Pea Donanton, Shua!
Is insane. It's Jazz Appreciation Month, people, and that was the Gangbe Brass Band from Benin. Next up is a female jazz singer, Rwandan-American Somi, currently living and singing her heart out in Lagos. Here's her rendition of Lady.
She gon' say, she gon' say I'm a lady, oh. She gon' say, say I be lady, oh. Zigga 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 zigga, zigga 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 zigga, zigga 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 zigga.
Somi singing African Lady.
Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA.
Hello, my name is Kwesi Ampene from Ghana, but I'm at the University of Michigan right now. And hey, you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Yep, it's me, Heather. Aren't you glad it's Jazz Appreciation Month? Right after talking to Atanas, I was also able to get a hold of Jelly Musa Jawara by phone. He's a world-renowned kora player from Guinea who's been known to experiment a lot with jazz. Let's listen to his perspective.
For me, jazz is exchange. It's being relaxed. It's improvisation. It's really listening and respecting the other musician's solos and playing to the absolute fullest expression on your solos. For me, everyone plays jazz because we improvise. The key thing is the theme. You've got to have a theme. I really like sentimental jazz and classic jazz. Listen, when you really love your instrument, you experiment with it. You adapt it. You tweak it to play what you want it to play. That's what I do. And No More Kora has 21 strings, but I added 11, so that now I have more high and low notes. This gives me more options for my solos, and the low notes can sound like a contrabass. I admire George Benson a lot and took a lot of his guitar style and adapted that to my kora too. I love my instrument, you know, so I'm always adapting it.
Here's a beautiful example of Jelly Musa Jawara's adapting his kora. This is Caravan, a genuine jazz standard composed by Juan Tizol and first performed by Duke Ellington in 1936. Jawara says he especially enjoyed recording this piece because it allowed him to play an Eastern or Oriental scale on his kora. Lay it down, Jelly Musa. was Jelly Musa Jawara with Caravan. Now, sometimes in African music, the jazz is all in the name, literally the name of the band. Take the music of Alan Namoko and Chimbu Jazz Band from Malawi. Listen now to Mwalimba Mtimba. You can be so heartless.
Malimanti majutani, chosale magalata, malimanti ma, malimanti ma, kumuzigudanda. Malimanti majutani, chosale magalata, malimanti ma kumuziku dandaula.
Thank you.
Palimantima Jutani Chosalemba Kalata Malimantima kunyumba kudanda.
That was Alan Namoko and Chimvu Jazz Band. Did that sound like jazz to you?
This is Music Time in Africa.
Music Time in Africa.
Africa, through its own music. Our email address is musictime@voanews.com. Again, that's musictime@voanews.com.
Yes, you can certainly email me, but also, if you have a computer available already, get on my Facebook page too, Music Time in Africa, or check out my blog at blogs.voanews.com/African Music Treasures. There's lots of cool stuff on there, and I love hearing from you on these sites too. Even when you like me, I see it. Dowdy Wilson Mehun, Paulos Miskuna, Ganche Gijera, Ta Teten Songan, Sidi Mohamed Watara. I got all of your messages. Thanks. Are you ready now for Memory Lane?
Music Time.
Music
in Africa.
Africa. I've got two short but sweet jazzy numbers for you now. First up is the 1975 Beauty from Kenya by the late George Ramogi and CK Jazz.
Yosama kogito minari, chaparo sepa jakaganda. Olago wiji wenyo minaseki marumba pari jakaganda.
Yeah, that was George Ramogi and CK Jazz. And here we go again, even further back in time to 1957, South Africa. Here's Dee Makiba by the Jazz Dazzlers, a genuine instrumental township swing if there ever was one. Couples, get up and do your thing to this swing. The Jazz Dazzlers from 1957. Oh, the good old days. But back to today's African jazz. Let's take a listen to Ethio Jazz. That is jazz from Ethiopia. Here's Samuel Irga with I Am the Black Gold of the Sun, featuring the Creole Choir of Cuba, Nicolette, and Melgara. It's Irga's reworking of the 1970s psychedelic soul classic by the American group Rotary Connection.
Side of the sun.
Africa with Heather Maxwell. It's Jazz Appreciation Month, and that was Samuel Yurga giving Ethio Jazz a whole new face. He's got some serious piano chops, don't he? Shooting down south to Zimbabwe, let's take a listen to Mwile, a cut from Mukumba's 2012 Rising Tide album. Is it jazzy? Why don't you decide? You can tell me, remember? Get on my Facebook, or email, letter, or comment me on my blog. A one, a two, a one, two, three, hit it!
na minoga kanika bika unekula ehe jazzy love isombo
yo yo inona sonange yangi jina ye
from Zimbabwe, and oh, we gotta wrap it up, so let's close the set with a few words and music from the same artist we kicked off this baby with nearly an hour ago, Asiki. Now, he's only 24 years old, people, but he knows his stuff.
There is an element of jazz in my music that contributes to its special character, gives it its unique sound color. You know, jazz is really essentially African in many ways. We've always been playing jazz in our own way here. We didn't call it jazz, but that's what it is. Because if you listen to traditional music, the bells, the drums, the horns, like the music we play in church, the rhythms are already very complex. Now, when you try to reproduce these rhythms with melodies, or when you try to write them out, they are already very jazz, actually.
Here's Asiki's Peace and Love. Power-hungry people always choose to divide and destroy to get what they want, he says. But it's the innocent people, women, children, and the poor, who always pay the price.
Yeah.
For today, and thanks for joining me. I hope you enjoyed our shared celebration of Jazz Appreciation Month. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook and my African Music Treasures blog. And remember, you can always hear the show again and other great shows and programs on the internet at voanews.com. Have a great week and join me again, same time next Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 2000 and 2100 UTC. I'm Heather Maxwell for the Voice of America on Music Time in Africa.